Blog Talk Radio.
Cut that shit up, Quay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
In the kitchen whipping, I'm rapping again.
Whipping.
Keep on playing, then I'm stabbing your friend.
Woo.
I'm in the hood, I think I'm back trapping again.
Trapping.
Woo. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Hey,
on my grizzly, stacking again.
Hey,
bingo fall that on me, backpacking again.
Wow.
Keep a quarter on me, backpacking the bin.
Cash.
Quaver, back at it, count up 100, the rest at it, yeah, my wrist, a Titanic, I see the glacier, it do damage, yeah, your gon' panic, I see through a panic, like a panoramic,
hey,
yeah, then get back to whipping, then get back to trapping, your back at it, if it's too crowded, I might shoot out the roof and say, let him come through,
bye-bye.
Keep it 1,000 when I'm in the booth, I spent 2,000 to step in the shoes, gang on gang, how you think we gon' lose, back to back motorcade, that's how we move, on mama porch, I was sitting on the stool,
mama.
When I hopped up, I took off to the moon,
oh my gosh, back at it again. In the kitchen whipping, I'm rapping again.
Whipping.
Keep on playing, then I'm stabbing your friend.
Woo.
I'm in the hood, I think I'm back trapping again.
Trapping.
Woo. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Hey,
on my grizzly, backpacking again.
Hey,
bingo fall that on me, backpacking again. Keep a quarter on me, backpacking the bin. My diamond like Fiji, I'm yellow bees, the ice out in this freezer, just cop the Luigi. Oh, take it easy, you trippin', I'm leaving. I drank in the freezer, this now come easy. I'm trappin', I mean it. My blood double G me, that cooler, that heater. Take knots in your reader. I sent some shots through a white beater. Chop a knock out of his fever. Don't call my little baby, I'm sorry, don't need you. That's money I got shot up, then went up on features. Body for body, my some demons. We tip it tally, you busted and bleeding. Stopped in the line in the booth with my Nina. Back in the day, used to trap in the beamer. I'm a true hustler, my the schemer. In her eyes and that look the creamer. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
In the kitchen whipping, I'm rapping again.
Whipping.
Keep on playing, then I'm stabbing your friend.
Woo.
I'm in the hood, I think I'm back trapping again.
Trapping.
Woo. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
Hey, on my grizzly, backpacking again.
Hey,
bingo fall that on me, backpacking again. Keep a quarter on me, backpacking the bin.
Wrist so froze, I can't shake hands, I gotta give you a pound. Wave my bank account, quadruple, think I'm still slanging pounds. Told them catching my vote for who, tryna get this dope across the border. Grew up, I'm from East Atlanta, but stand my ground like it's Florida. The judge, the bailiff, the local reporter. Tell the hoax to my lawyer, grew up slicker than oil. Caught the dawn, wrote the raid to the truck with the odds. Look like a Rolls dealership every time I bring out my cars. Stars by the bar, neighborhood superstar. 24K, Bruno Mars, down to the drawers. I'm thinking large, talking old money, Chico the bars. Blue sound 20, futuristic, moving this part.
Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
In the kitchen whipping, I'm rapping again.
Whipping.
Keep on playing, then I'm stabbing your friend.
Woo.
I'm in the hood, I think I'm back trapping again.
Trapping.
Woo. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Hey,
on my grizzly, backpacking again.
Hey,
bingo fall that on me, backpacking again. Keep a quarter on me, backpacking the bin.
One, two, one, two.
Oh, shoot. There's Nuba. What's going on?
Hey. Not much.
We up in here on Wednesday, the 21st of October, 10 days from Halloween, and we talking about, there's a lot to talk about. HubNet News last week was pretty good, and we still ain't caught up. Darius, how you doing?
I'm doing good, very good.
Okay, good. Sound good. So the topic today is what, Darius? What are we talking about?
Hate groups.
In America?
I say hate groups.
We got to streamline that, narrow that down. Is that in America?
Yeah, and
America in general.
We'll be here till next Wednesday covering the world.
Right. Because, you know, there's not just in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So some of the top, I know, these groups are not new. Like, you know, they've been around, you know. And it's a lot more that we don't know of. But just recently, the ones that have been in the news, want to touch base on that, unless y'all have some other ones that haven't been in the news that you want to bring to the table.
Sure.
So tell me what you got, Darius.
Well, let's see. But these hate groups have been popping up and trying to intimidate voters at the voting polls.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
Was it the Proud Boys? Then I remember when the incident in Charlottesville, they had the people with them torches. I don't know what they called that.
Mm-hmm.
They said the Jews will not replace us.
Yeah.
Right.
And
that's what kind of started.
That was a potluck. That you had the Aryan Nation in there, you had the neo Nazis in there, you definitely had the Proud Boys mixed in there, and you had the I forgot that other group. It was a gathering of all
of the so-called.
No, it was a whole, but it was a bunch of groups all coming together. That's why when you see the aftermath and you can catch some of those videos out there on YouTube of them being interviewed, you'll see some with swastikas, some with the weird looking red A with the green circle around it for Aryan Brotherhood. You saw a couple other different organizations. Most of them don't agree with each other, but when it comes to certain things, of course, the KKK was there. They will come together, march together, and then when it's over, they'll all go their separate ways because they all have different philosophies on how to do shit. So,
gotcha. But they was all down there for that thing in Charlottesville for one together to protest.
Yeah, that was a march. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep, it was a march. So. But yeah.
Okay.
So
my thinking is because I needed to do some further research. What is this? What is so from based on what I've read so far? What is the big deal on Antifa? Hold on, this fucking one popped up here on Antifa. What is the big deal on this group here?
There's no group called Antifa.
That's what Barr and 45 made up.
Yes. Antifa is an acronym that stands for anti-fascist. All right.
Okay.
Anti-fascist.
That's what I'm reading.
So now, what that means is anybody by that definition, I'm an Antifa. You're anyone who doesn't believe in fascism and opposes it is Antifa. That's the shorthand. The same anti-fascist.
Gotcha.
Donald Trump is a fascist.
I was about to say, break down fascism for some people.
Yeah, I mean, Donald Trump is a fascist. Vladimir Putin is a fascist. The guy that's over there now, and the Prince of Saudi Arabia who killed the entire. Anybody who rules through an iron fist and through military might and action and takes away the freedoms of people, that's fascism.
Gotcha. Okay.
And if you're a corporation, there's corporations are anti-fascism. Now, historically, you could have right-wing and left-wing fascism, but he's not going to tell you about the right-wing because that's the people that's going to vote for him. The people that you saw... The ones who were coming out to the Black Lives Matter, the white people who came with the bolt cutters to cut chains and who came with the jacking equipment to lift up gates here in Philly, they were Antifa for the rights because it gave power to Trump to say, ooh, look at that, what they're doing.
Oh.
So you got anarchists who can be anti-fascism. They were anarchists, which means anarchy means trouble, just tear up some stuff, let's make all kinds of chaos, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who ever seen Heath Ledger play the Joker in that Batman movie?
The Joker?
Yeah.
The anarchist Joker. Okay? He was playing the anarchist. There's three Jokers. He was playing the anarchist Joker, the one that just blow things up. And you heard what he said. I don't have a plan. I'm just a dog loose, loose without a bone.
Oh, I thought it was
just
three Jokers.
I mean, you get three different versions of Joker. You got the Crown Prince of Crime, you got the anarchist, and then you got the psychopath, the one that cuts his own face off then staple it back to his face. So, there's three Jokers. Just to give you an idea, remember he had all that big old stack of money, he didn't care about the money, so he lit it on fire? It's just doing stuff for the sake of chaos. That is what an anarchist is, and most anarchists are anti-fascist.
Mm.
You know, so,
gotcha.
You know, that's how that go.
Okay, so who exactly is Donald Trump talking about when he's referencing to Antifa? Because what I would have read up on a research,
no one.
It's not one particular group of people.
He says it quite
frequently. Antifa this and Antifa that. So I had to go and check it out and see what he was talking about.
Yes, because he needs boogeymen. It's election season, so he created a boogeyman. Boogeyman. Remember, last year during the election, the people that were coming across the border were rapists and coyotes and drug peddlers, and they were going to come kill everybody. We can't let them over there. Caravan. He made caravan a bad thing. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
He kept using
right,
the word
right.
caravan over and over and over because he has to create fear so the crazy radical wing of his party can grab their guns and come out and do dumb shit and support him. Right?
Yeah.
Now, when you say Antifa, it's an ideal. It's not a group or a person.
To the idea of the behavior of these people.
That's giving him too much credit. He's not that deep of a thinker. He understands what it is. That's how he's able to lie about it. Because if you don't know what a person's agenda is, if you go blow up the Comcast building because they're doing something that's causing pollution in your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And you know they got the politicians and the police in their pocket that you're anti-fascist. So you're going to stop this thing one way or the other. So you're going to go blow up their generators so they can lose power for a couple of days. It's just little stuff like that. You know, when you hear these stories about people raiding these makeup companies who are using animals test their makeup on, and then something blows up in the back of the building, and then they run through the front, free the animals, and beat the crap out of anybody that works there. That's an anti-fascist movement. So it's about why you're doing it and who you got a beef with. How do you declare that a person? Because
I'm like, who is this Antifa people? You know, I had to go look it up. Like, what's going on?
Well, I mean, we got to remember who we're talking about. He's a liar and an idiot at the same time. So, sometimes, and I think, just like I say about the media, they spend too much time repeating his crap. And they don't say the word lie enough.
It's like Obama said today, you just get tired. Like, I have to take a break from the news because
I ain't watching news neither.
It's just every day. Like tomorrow, I don't think I'm going to be watching the
oh, no.
Like,
I'm watching football.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to waste my time with that. I'll get the highlights from the news because this dude here, muting his microphone ain't going to do no good. It ain't going to do shit.
No, it's,
so,
he's going to. Trump's going to act like a five-year-old tomorrow night.
Yeah, especially after what Obama said today.
Oh, yeah.
It's going down. Do you hear me? I don't want to hear that mess. I really don't. Not fucking around coalition. What I did not know about this group is that they believe in, they are deny any connection with the Black Panthers from back in the day, and or Black Lives Matter, and that they are Black Hebrew Israelites. I didn't know that. That's what their belief is. Black Hebrew Israelites. When I read that today, I said, "Wow." So what does that mean?
They are not the Black Hebrew Israelites. There's a couple Black Hebrew Israelite brothers in there. Their founder is a dude who called himself Grandmaster Jay. His name is John Fitzgerald Johnson. He's a brother who has ties to the New Black Panther Party and the Black Hebrew Israelites. We have to be careful. Because Black Hebrew Israelites get thrown in a lot of stuff, and that is a big tent. Just like Christianity is a big tent, you got to remember that is also a big tent. That is where Christianity came from. It came out the Hebrew house.
Right.
So for those who just tuned in, it is not a hate organization. They are a Black supportive organization. They're not a part of any organization. They are one of many. So if you go to an end, you talk to everyone in there, you want to get somebody from the – I have a couple brothers from the 5% Nation that went there, from Brooklyn.
Okay.
I got a couple brothers that was down there that's cart-carrying members from Atlanta. There's some brothers in Texas. They're established – they're in Texas. That's their base operations. So you'll get a whole bunch of different people from different walks of life joining this movement, and it's about, hey, we're not fucking around. And they're a direct answer to hate groups and hate militias and hate organizations. Mm-hmm. They are the Black answer to the KKK. And I like to tell folks, the KKK ain't who we got to worry about anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we peeped games since the 60s about the KKK. If you go and watch that Spike Lee movie, which irked the fuck out of me, but the Black Klansman, you'll see how the KKK and David Duke, he came with a new initiative. They became politicians, became ward leaders, sheriffs. You know, they do the hoods for ceremonies. The whole idea of riding down the street and lynching people, no, they don't have to because there's no longevity in it. And they knew Black folks were fighting back. And they knew there were some Black sympathizers. I mean, some white folks who sympathized with our plight and was willing to help. And then on top of it, they knew that there were Jews that they hated as well. So they said, look, we can't fight all. We can hate them all, but we can't fight them all. So they turned to politics, they turned to religion, they opened up churches, they did all that stuff, all under the shroud of the KKK.
Okay. Well, I know it's a pretty large group. It's a lot of them.
Yes, it is. And they're that's why they call themselves the invisible society or some nonsense, whatever the hell they say. But they call themselves invisible because they're here. You don't see who they are. You know,
that's
Donald
right.
Trump's
they got a mask.
Father was
that's
a member
right.
of KKK.
He sure
and,
was.
And the worst part is people didn't realize it until
people,
it was too late.
Black people who don't do their research, talking about black, what's the group, the Black People for Trump? I'm like, you don't even know your history.
Right.
That's bad.
I mean,
that's a form of ignorance to me.
Yeah.
And
you know,
And then what's that? Ice Cube, he was talking to the Trump administration about the plan to help black people.
I haven't reviewed the plan yet. I said I was going to sit down and
The plan is a great plan, and I have no problem. Yeah, the plan was a great plan, and Ice Cube did the right thing. There's a difference between being a boss and a leader. He did a leadership role. He gave it to the Democrats and Biden's administration, and he showed it to the Democrats. They said, no, we want to tackle that later on after the election. He showed it to the Republicans. Republicans said, well, we can make some of that happen right now. We can get the process and the paperwork rolling right now. We're talking about bringing hundreds of millions of dollars to the poorest parts of the country that's going to come from multiple sources. And you want to wait? What if you don't win, Joe? So he did the right thing. That's what leaders do.
This is the thing, though. The Biden and Harris is not. They're not in office yet to be able to have that kind of leverage. Like, what can they do? They're not. He's not the president yet.
Well, tell me why Cruz didn't jump on it. Well, tell me why the chairman of the Democratic National Party didn't jump on it when it was offered to him. Why didn't Nancy? Why didn't Chuck? They all saw it.
I don't know why Biden and Harris didn't do. I don't know why the Senate and Pelosi and all them didn't do nothing. But in regards to he said the interview I saw is that he went to Biden's people. Went to Biden's camp, and he went to Trump's camp. Trump's camp is still in office. There's some things that they can do. What can a former vice president and a senator do? They don't have that leverage, that power yet. So they have to wait
until they win. Here's the part that's missing out of that sequence. The part is we get that you haven't gotten in yet. Make this a part of your campaign pitch. And Ice Cube,
well,
I don't give a shit
like,
who
it
does
like it. Ice Cube was looking for something to be done right now. He ain't trying to hear about no shit to what you're going
to
do.
No, here's the thing. Trump can't even do anything right now. But you can at least start putting the
commitment.
You can at least start putting
some of this stuff happen now. What
no,
exactly
no, 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 no. What that means, what makes happen now is we're talking about a rollout. Hold on. What's going on back there? It's a lot of traffic. Hello?
Yeah.
I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, when we're saying right now, you can get people on board, start building coalitions, start getting factoring money lined up, start doing things. When you start putting names to things, that's when money starts to pile up. That's what they mean by start working right now. Okay? Nobody's getting a check cut right now. It wouldn't happen to after the election, but you don't wait to after the election to start the ball rolling, right? And that's why he says, I'm not going to use my name until I got confident that something has started. And once it started, one of the key people who's not necessarily a part of Trump, she just connected to him. She announced his name. He approved it. He said, let's go. This is something.
Yeah, no,
you're
I don't.
About.
I wouldn't trust nobody over there. First of all, when the stuff gets rolling, half of them people that's approving stuff and saying they're gonna do stuff, when Trump loses, they're gonna be like, oh well, we're not in office no more. What can we?
No, because you know what's going. No, but you gotta remember.
Well,
the position that Ice Cube is playing is lobbyist. I think that's what's missing here. This Ice Cube. Is a brilliant businessman. He was playing the role of lobbyist. When you are a lobbyist, you talk to both sides. You make a deal with both sides. You think the NRA only dealt with Republicans? No. I mean, Democrats that they dealt with. So you pitch the idea and see who bites first. The one that bites, you start the ball rolling. When the one that's biting loses teeth, you jump over to the other one who's ready to bite because he got power. So he's trying to get on board big names so he can factor banks in and investors in. Because we're talking about, what, $300 million? That ain't going to fall out the sky. He ain't got it to give out his pocket. So you have to get someone of stature to at least say, I support it. And the first thing black people do is went and attacked him. And
Because I disagree with what he's doing. I don't like the way how he's doing it. That's not how.
No.
That's not,
I mean, that's your opinion. I get it. But,
yeah.
You know, if he's playing a lobbyist, he's doing his job. That's what lobbyists do.
So
lobbyists don't talk to one side. They play both sides.
Yeah, that's not what we need. I'm more in line of what Sean Puffy Combs is doing. I'm more launching our own black party. Now, that, we can get some shit done.
Yeah.
Throwing a bunch of money, putting a plan together, and throwing a bunch of money at black people and saying, here you go.
No.
Y'all get yourselves out of trouble. And we don't.
No,
and by the way, we're not gonna be in office no more because we ain't gonna win. And then when you go knocking at the Biden's door, they're gonna be like, "Well, what did the Republicans say?" No, that's not.
No,
it feels rushed.
No, that's not what's going on. It wasn't rushed. This is a plan he had on the table through his foundation for a couple of years now. And this is election season, and this is what you do. Because guess what? When other companies did it, when they approached Obama, they went on both sides. They went to Mitt Romney, say, if you win, would you do this? And he said, no. They went to Obama, would you do this? He said, yeah. And then lo and behold, what happens? Net neutrality bill comes on. Save black Americans, especially the poorest community and the rural community, millions nationwide on internet. That was why so many black companies was able to go and buy bandwidth from the FCC for pennies on the dollar. Why do you think so many black companies able to start cell phone companies out of the blue? Because lobbyists who had a plan sitting and waiting for the right time to execute, they execute it. And when the person says, yeah, boom. See, when you are a lobbyist and you're doing the job, it ain't about the party. It's about who is going to get it done. And if the job is to create empowerment zone money.
We need some long term, we need our own party. We need some real shit change. We need a party that is going to work on prison reform. That money that he's getting, that's great what he's doing, but that's, you know, money going to go so far. We need some shit put in place.
Do you know what the money is for?
I haven't seen
the
proposal yet. That's why I haven't really spoken on it. So with the black party that the P. Diddy is putting together, with just over 2 weeks until Election Day, Diddy announces that the launch of the Black Political Party, a political action committee, whose mission is to create a platform to help advance the political agenda that addresses the needs of black people. That's what I'm talking about. We need more than money.
Diddy explained the premises
behind OBPP is a series of tweets on Friday, October the 16th, where he endorses Joe Biden and said that voting for Trump is said that voting Donald Trump out of office is top priority. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Now, we can put together a proposal, but none of that. We need to get this dude up out of office. Then we make moves.
No, okay, stop.
We can't allow this man to continue to try and divide us. He said, adding to the white people, that white people should be scared to death as well, because America is on the verge of a race war. Things have not got too serious.
I've been saying that.
It would be irresponsible of me to have us hold our vote. It would be irresponsible, the best thing he said. It would be irresponsible of me to have us hold our vote hostage.
Mm-hmm.
When Ice Cube first came out, that's what he said. Hold your vote.
Wait a minute. I just need you to know. I sat there and watched the whole forum with Van Jones, Puffy, on Puffy's company called the Revolt TV. For those of you who know, go look at the YouTube, or it's on all the cable channels.
Yeah, we know
he
Revolt.
He said the same thing.
He said
the same exact thing, that hold your vote and make them come to you. He's changed his story. That's why you don't hear me talking about his black ass. Y'all keep listening to Puffy and his bullshit.
Maybe he did. I didn't see that
guess
part.
What?
Guess
who he hired to work on all of his little shows? Van Jones, who we just found out 3-4 months ago that he did a whole thing with Trump, that he's been secretly working with Trump. But why would Puffy hire him? See, that's the problem. You got to pay attention to what these dudes are doing.
I haven't. Who's
I know you didn't hear it. I know you didn't hear it. Van Jones.
I don't believe everything I read. Who's working with Trump?
No, no,
Puffy?
No, you're not. That's not what I said. Puffy has works. Van Jones works for Puffy. Puffy always uses Van Jones on his network when he has these big black initiatives. Van Jones is a CNN guy. But Puffy contracts him in. He's the one that he brings in, and he lets him host all of these big things with black power and black education. And Van Jones is the guy who cuts the educators off so a rapper can talk. Okay? This is the shit I obsess with myself about. That's how I know it so well. Now, Puffy knows this guy has done many things with the Trump administration. Now, I'm not knocking him for it if it's going to help something. But 9 times out of 10, it never helps something because Trump don't give a shit about black people. But Puffy yet still hired him. Puffy said the same thing all of the other pro-black guys were saying in the entertainment field. Hold your vote. Hold your vote. But then when they get closer, don't hold your vote. Get him out of here. These are rich guys who aren't on the same understanding of things as us. I'm glad he started that Action Network. That is one of hundreds that are out there. We should support. If he's going to bring something together, because the last big one that we really, really had was led by, what's the brother? With Farrakhan and and she used to play it on CNN. It used to come on every year. But he got caught up in some stuff, the black dude that was running it when he worked on PBS. Remember, he has a show that used to come on every week, and he was always the one. They even put a book out that had all the initiatives in the book, and he got caught diddling his interns or some shit, so they took his black ass off, and we ain't heard from him since. And Michael Dyson and all the other ones, they all came after his ass. Puff, I get it. Puffy's filling the void. I'm happy. It is not a political class. It is a movement of a black think tank. That's why he did it, and I'm glad he did it. But we have to understand that these things come with politics. So this ain't a black party. We need a black party. We should have been had a black party, but this ain't it. This is a think tank. So we can start thinking like a whole because Puffy understands it. That leads to the whole idea of these idiots come out voting don't count. If it don't count, why are they ripping up mailboxes off the ground? If voting don't count, why are they taking apart the
They're doing voter suppression.
Okay, I'm gonna look at the proposal of what. First of all, I commend both of these guys for even stepping up.
We're way off topic. So we talk about hate groups and we talk about our people. Let's talk about these crackers.
Yeah.
I was gonna transition. I wanted to. We was talking about what you call it. The dudes that not fucking around dudes. And then
notes
I wanted to bring up and just shout out to make a comparison between. I'm not until I review and look at what Ice Cube is doing. I'm in 100% agreement with us coming together and having a black party. That's how you're going to really get some stuff done. And it's going to take some time. It ain't going to happen in one full year. You know,
I think the main misunderstanding is people think because they heard about it now, it's got something to do with it. This is something that they've been in the mix with for about 2 years now. It's got nothing to do with the election. This is about, we need to create grant money so black businesses can pull from that because they couldn't trust the PPP money. They couldn't. You saw what happened. All them black restaurants
it's
and hair salons. They all
for Black America ahead of the election. It, either way, that Ice Cube explains why he's working with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He said it. I've seen his interview. So yeah. I'm not on board with that. Not even a little bit. I don't trust nobody that deals with Trump. They all crooks.
Hey, I agree with you. They all pieces of shit. But you know, whatever. As long as the money gets here,
he changed the tune too. Here, you can say what you want to say. You can put sugar on shit and ice it up.
That's the point
you
I was
went
making.
To one
they
party.
They all changed their tune.
You went to one party. They, you know, the first one they grab it. That's not how you do business. That's
that
not
is
when you
how
talk
you
about
do
business.
Business when you're negotiating.
That's not how you
what
do
business?
Business. Not this kind of business. If you're trying to secure some financial capital so you can open up some, you know, do some. But this kind of business, no.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Disagree.
That's the thing. This isn't that kind of business. This isn't even business. This is capital for grant money. You talk to people that you don't like to get it. That's how it works. That's how it works. This has nothing to do with who voting who. All right, we gotta get away from this topic and get back on.
If you money talks, so if you, all you need is a team of excellent grant writers, and you can get grants. For the black community, there is some out there already.
Yes, but let's get
so
back on the hateful crackers.
You doing all this for grant money. Something always comes with that.
Yeah,
we need some damn laws change. We need a prison reform. And so he says, Sean Puffy Combs says, Diddy, whatever you want to call him, says we need to hold, once Joe Biden gets in there, we need to hold them accountable.
Yes, we should.
We can't. Then
guess what? Because if you ain't going to do it right, we won't come out to vote for y'all again.
Right.
If you ain't going to do right, we won't vote for you again. And we're kind of fucking ourselves. The bottom line is both parties fuck us. One give us flowers and roses and kisses on the cheek before they do so. So that's just the difference.
Okay, so what you got, Darius, in regards to hate groups?
I say these hate groups that claim that any of what I'm afraid of on election night, that any event that Biden wins, which I'm hopefully he will, they said they're going to try to cause chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to cause
what group is that?
Any white nationalist group, the Proud Boys, white hate groups, you name it, just like they tried to do in the George Floyd protest. Because they like Trump, and they're brainwashed.
But I don't think that those are hate groups. Particular hate groups. Them is just people that's out there acting stupid. They're going to act stupid. Trump supporters, QAnon. I know I brought that up earlier this year. They are increasing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hate group.
Mm-hmm.
They are a group of paranoid schizophrenia. That's what they are. They run around here talking about everybody child molesters and. You know, sex trafficking and all kind of crazy stuff. Just don't make notes, and they actually believe that.
Hmm.
You know, that's a hate group.
Well, but here's the problem: they're not a hate. They're not a hate group. They're a conspiracy theorist group.
Hmm.
They pass information around, and they are a terrorist group. Here's something funny: they are the right wing Antifa.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about how they derailed the train? Did you hear about how they tried to stop a boat because they was told that boat, a bunch of babies was on the boat on their way to Hillary Clinton for her to eat?
Mm-hmm.
They will commit random acts of violence, so that makes them a terrorist Antifa group,
mm-hmm.
a right-wing side. They don't care about black and white. I'm sure there's something that in there to do, but their mission statement is a political one. Their mission statement is about the goddamn child rapist who they rape the child and eat the child because they believe that Trump is the one that's going to come and do away with all these evildoers. They had one on it the other day come up and said, yeah, we know some Republicans too. We're going to get you too. I said, holy shit. Wait a minute now. They're crazy. If you ask them who's killed, they don't know. Some of them think it's secret people who are embedded in the military telling the secrets that they've been watching the Democrats and some Republicans do. So they're not a hate group. They're a goofy ass crazy bunch of people, and they're in your military. You know, last time we talked about it, we talked about how the military guys are out there running with the QSO to the fatigues. They're police officers. The goddamn they're in our law. They're law clerks. They work for the judges. There's some scary stuff going on.
Still a hate group.
No, they're not classified as a hate group. Look it
they
up.
They need to be.
They're considered a they're a conspiracy theorist group. Hate
it won't take too much longer
for them
to hate a hate group.
Oh yeah, yeah. Now here's the thing: they're feeding hate groups information. Their hate groups are listening to them. QAnon is a bunch of goddamn crazy geeks that believe anything somebody tells them. Now
yeah,
the hate groups are listening and watching this stuff, and they're going, "Well, that damn Biden probably is a damn pedophile." But they're not considered a hate group because it's not about hate for them. It's about goofy shit. Hate groups are the ones who hate blacks, Jews, Hispanics, Asians, anything that is not a WASP. So we got to make sure we understand what a hate group is because we don't want to, you know, mislead anybody. WASPs, white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. If you ain't that, they hate you. When
okay, what you change, got, Darius? That you ain't got no other groups that you've been looking at? Those are the main ones. QAnon, the three that I brought up. I had been doing some research trying to check them out, and this Antifa was the first one. Last week I was looking into like what's really going on. Yeah.
Well, have you guys heard about the Alliance Defending Freedom group?
Okay, no, let me write that down. No, I have to look them up. What they got going on?
Well, they founded by about 30 Christian leaders on the religious right. You know the what's the vice president name? I'm having a senior moment, y'all. Help me out, Pence.
Pence.
You know, they're part of his deal because they're the ones who create legal advocacy and training groups that support the recriminalization of sexual acts between consenting LGBTQ adults in the U.S. and they criminalize abroad and defended state sanctioned sterilizations for transsexuals. So basically, this particular hate group hates the LGBTQ. They believe that the state should be sterilizing transsexuals. They believe in conversion programming, which is Mike Pence, and they provide lawyers, legal help to people who want to sue, and they believe that the state should go back to the days of locking you up if you get caught doing the wrong thing in your own bedroom.
Oh,
locking you
goodness.
Up if you gay?
Hell yeah! If you do
bedroom. Or why do you care? What is it your business what somebody's doing up in their bedroom? The government is all up in the bedroom? What's the name of this?
Well,
Alliance what?
Well,
Alliance what?
It is the, hold on, Alliance Defending Freedom.
Defending? That's not freedom.
Freedom. Oh, it is to them devils.
Wow.
They call everything freedom. Basically, we got to remember, basically to those people who think the wrong side won the Civil War, anything that they want to do, they should have the freedom to do it. So if they decide they want to hang a brother, then they should have the freedom to do it. We did back in the day. They still are holding on to the old yesteryears. So.
Wow. No, I never heard of that one. I'm going to have to look that up. And that's Pence's people.
Well, that's a part of the organization, the kind of organizations he used to be a part of. He's with a bunch of them. This is just one of them. They started in the 90s, that one. You know, we got to remember that, and they want to bring back the days of, if you know, sodomy laws and stuff like that. You know, remember, in certain states in the South, you get caught poking somebody in the asshole, you go to jail.
Wow.
So, anal sex was illegal. Getting hit was illegal once upon a time. Now, God damn it, that's why I draw the line.
When was that illegal?
So, well, that, I mean, it was back in the days when you had the Dixiecrats. Because you got to remember, the Democrats now, the type of Democrats we have now, were Republicans back then. And the Republicans we have now were the Democrats. That's why they call it the Great Migration. They switched sides, you know, less than 100 years ago. And then they started, you know, that's why they called them the Dixiecrats, because the Democrats back in the day were the slave owners. Why do you think Trump keeps using the one fact that he knows, you know, the Republicans were the ones that freed you? Get the fuck out of here. You know, but back in the day,
the Republicans were the ones that what?
Well, yeah, the Republicans are the ones that ended slavery. To hear him tell it, because Lincoln freed the slaves. Lincoln was a Republican. So we were free, all right, my ass. But see, back when you had those days, hear him tell it. The Republicans are the ones that. And then you got whatchamacallit, who repeated that little goofy heifer. Where the blacks need to be, what's the little, this is probably his new lap dancer now that Amoroso rolled out on his ass. Candace Owens.
Candace Owens, I can't stand her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's a conservative, but that's Uncle Tom's niece. I'm just being. Let me tell you something. She's brainwashed in the head, okay? And if Biden gets in there, she's gonna try to have her own podcast and still gonna be hating.
She got me followers.
Oh, she got followers. And I think her Twitter got deleted a few months ago. After a controversial thing she said, I think 3-4 months ago, they deleted that.
Who did?
Yeah.
Candace Owens. She said something stupid. I said, you black, but you act white.
I didn't want anything with her. And she's dead ass serious. You know, people that talk like that, you know, a lot of them Trump supporters and QAnon, you ever look at people and you just look at them and when they talk and you just like, oh, you got mental health problems. Something's wrong with you. Okay, now I understand why you sitting up saying shit like that. You don't sound, you don't even act or look normal. Yeah.
Well, here's some more info about the sodomy laws of same sex. Now, the 14 states, there were 14 states that were dead set on the sodomy laws with same sex. Here's a few: Alabama, Florida, Idaho, Kansas, Louisiana, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, North Carolina, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Texas, Utah, and Virginia. And it wasn't legal for them to do they do until 2003.
What?
So it just because the Supreme Court overturned it. All right, back in 86, they upheld it. You know, but in 2003, you know, we had a more progressive court. So we said, look, this is some bullshit. Let them people go fuck in peace. They ain't what they do. They got nothing to do with it. God damn. They want to poke each other in the ass. Let them. So that's ultimately what happened. And it became federal law. And that's how we got here. But, yeah, that's an organization that's been on my radar for a while, because they use Christianity as their answer for everything.
Wow. Real Christians, I mean, Christianity, that's not what it's about. You're not supposed to be judging people and those that and being gay or whatever. You choose to be with is they want to call that a sin. Okay, well, so is killing somebody, or so is lying. If you're a Christian, you know that the sins are, there's no sin greater than the other. I had to learn that, because when I was younger, I was like, wait, so you mean to tell me that if I tell a lie, that's just as bad as a murderer? Like, what? Yeah, so, yeah, and that's what they're doing is a sin, Christians. That, it don't say nowhere in the Bible, if you're a Christian and you know the word, that you're supposed to be, I wish Dante was online, you're supposed to be sitting up here casting judgment on somebody. We all have to meet the maker one day, and you're going to have to stand up to and account for what you did, what you lied about, who you laid down in the bed with. Having sex, all of us running around here having sex without being married. That's just as bad as being gay. That's a sin, too. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, no.
Hey, we got a caller. Let's bring him in.
All right.
Okay.
Hello, welcome to the show. Thanks for holding.
Hello, y'all. How you doing?
Doing okay.
Hey, my man. How you doing?
This is a black man from the Midwest who's a staunch Trump supporter.
Okay.
I knew. I was expecting you.
You were.
Yeah.
People say that Trump, and you talking about hate groups, you got black hate groups too. I can name a lot of them. Not a lot, but several of them. He just as contentious as anybody else. And then, what is these groups that don't shot 2,500 over that in Chicago since Memorial Day? And it's not about drugs. People step outside, they sit on their porch to smoke a cigarette, and somebody walking by, shoot them. Are they not hate groups?
No, they're idiots. They're
yeah.
not doing it because
well,
you're
let's
you
be
are.
Real now.
Let's be
for real. When they say they're going to, when they out, and ambushing police officers, and when they're out ambushing each other, going into funerals, shooting up, them are hateful people. Now, another thing you mentioned too about the Christian Bible says a man shouldn't lay with a man like a woman, a woman shouldn't lay with a woman like a man. And it's also ethnocentric. You are not supposed to marry out of your ethnic group. Do not give your sons to their daughters, nor your daughters to their sons.
Mm-hmm.
And that's there. But I tell you what,
okay,
if a man is married.
But it also says that you're not supposed to be judging nobody either. And that a sin, regardless of what the sin is a sin.
Well, it says when in Rome, do as the. No, it says when in Rome, do as the Romans. And the Romans would judge you. They did. They put people to death.
No, that's you taking that to a whole nother. That's not what that.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. It's quite clear, and I'm not a. And I'm not a Christian. Yeah. And call me up when you do. No, I'm not a Christian. Because I'm gonna tell you why. How can black folks down white folks when you reckon when you serving their religion? Because Africa didn't have no Christianity up until the late 1800s. Stanley Livingston was not in Africa until the late 1800s. Come on now. The Kushites fought off Justinian when he was trying to spread Christianity into the areas called Kush or the Sudan. And they also fought off Islam.
Yep. I will agree with you on that. The Kushite people.
I was spelled with a K, not a C.
Of course.
Now, another thing. Donald Trump has done a whole lot for black people.
Let me finish.
Because you're going to change your mind when I tell you this. Y'all remember Jennifer Houston and her family getting killed? You remember that?
Yeah.
Donald Trump put the whole family that didn't get killed up in his hotel for as long as they wanted until they felt safe. That was just one thing.
That's the least he can do.
There's more, but
5, 6, 7, 8 people. Okay.
Yeah, but why? Where was all the black millionaires and the entertainers?
Where was the black millionaires and entertainers? Well, let's start with LeBron James, who built the school.
No, LeBron wasn't. I don't think he was around there.
I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Are we talking about during the Trump administration?
No, we're talking about during his lifetime, before he was even a president. Okay. He wasn't a president.
Let me tell you something. Donald Trump and his father were a part of the Ku Klux Klan. In Brooklyn, I'm from New York, when they had their real estate there, they used to have black people, prominent black people, turn away, and they had applications with their name on there, as filled out like everybody else, with the N, N on the application to keep these black people from moving into his properties. And
that so? Joe Biden.
The Department of the DOJ, this is why Donald Trump don't like the DOJ to this day, because they made his father live in hell for his father because of the shit that he was doing back then.
That's very interesting. It really is. Being that old Joe Jim Crow Biden praises Robert Byrd, who was the head of the Ku Klux Klan.
Okay,
not only
not
him,
about Biden.
But
we're not talking about Biden. We're not talking.
Oh, we're not
Biden.
Talking about
we're talking
that.
About Donald
so,
Trump.
Oh yeah,
no.
we already chewed Biden a new ass.
That was not that. Donald Trump that done that.
But you said that Donald Trump has done a lot for black
people. Donald Trump himself personally, yes, he has.
So what has he done for me lately? Y'all are brainwashed. What has he done for black
people? You want me to tell you what
he's
done for me lately?
Yeah, tell us what he did.
No, what is it?
When he reduced business taxes from 39.6% and 35% down to 21%, that done a whole lot.
He didn't do that for you. He did that for his people. He didn't do that for you.
And you I am a
United States business person.
Corporation. You just happened to get on board. But he wasn't thinking about you, black buddy.
It's there for anybody to take advantage of. Now, if you don't want to take advantage of this, you think. Let's talk about these parties. Let's talk about these parties.
Okay.
Cause I don't
Let's
take
start
a
with the
now.
Area.
Now,
we
blacks
got a lot
can
of
start. Yeah, blacks can start a political party if they want to, but you got to be cognizant of something. You got to have money. The richest black business in the country is Worldwide Technology, headed by David Stewart and a partner. Their average income is about $13 billion a year. David Stewart is a Republican. He just gave over $750,000 of his own personal money to the Missouri Republican Party. And then the next thing we got to be cognizant of is that blacks make up less than 10% of the population in 20 states. Okay? And in 14 of those states, they make up less than 5%. The black population is not there. Look up U.S. Census. Look up U.S. Census, and please let me finish saying what I got to say. If you don't want to believe it, it's up to you. But the thing is that they don't have a population. And then those numbers are men, women, and children. And also you are including conservatives in there who have a whole different ideology and political persuasion. Matter of fact, they even talking about there's talks about having a conservative black pages. What does that mean? Well, I'm sure we know.
Yeah. All right.
But it's a good idea. If people want to do it, go ahead and do it.
Yeah. All right. We're down to a minute. Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you very much, sir.
Welcome to call in, man. I'm glad.
Yeah, we appreciate you calling in.
Thanks for calling.
Yep. All right. Have a good one, man. All right. Ms. Janet, can you wrap us up?
Yes, I'm glad we was able to break bread tonight and talk about these hate groups. We're probably going to have another show about the hate groups. Because there's a whole lot more out there that we need to make people aware of. Other than that, I don't got nothing. We have launched in January of 2020, Zuri Incorporated, where we give the opportunity to employ people be their own boss. So look for that. Apply if you need to. If you need to know more about it, go to ZuriIncorporated.com. Z-U-H Inc. Incorporated. Z-H-U-R-I Inc.com. And that's all I have.
Yep. Make sure you follow our social media. HubNet, the network, at HubNet Online on all your social media platforms, as well as the show, Shoebox Talk. Make sure you follow Darius.
And my group is protesting for major changes for now and the future. And I'll put that debate in the group in there for the people that's going to watch it tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. I appreciate that.
All right, guys. Great show.
All right.
Very informative. See you guys next week.
All right.
Bye.
Good night. Y'all stay safe.